You are meant to be on the move. And in order to do that, you have to do it out of the abiding that you are doing day in and day out with the Lord. Remember I said at the beginning about FounderCon 2024, you can't know about the mission until you've experienced the mission. You can't know about the messenger movement until you've listened and you've experienced the Holy Spirit through the microphone into your own spirit to say, yes, this is for me, and to activate on the other side of it.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Oh, I can't help it. Every single time I have a podcast, especially when I love interviews too, but when I get to record alone, I'm just amazed by God. I'm so thankful to be able to be a communicator, to be a messenger, to be someone who can take every interweaving of what God is doing in my life, whether it's a book I'm reading or a story that someone told me or a message that I've heard from another messenger or something specifically that God's pressed in my heart or a face down moment in my prayer closet or a huge obstacle that has been put in my way seemingly by another person, but we know it's just the enemy, right? And so I don't even let the enemy have a play in those places because I don't want to blame brothers and sisters in Christ. But I'm going to talk about some crazy things in this show. I'm going to talk about some lawsuits. I'm going to talk about legality. I'm going to talk about finances. I'm going to talk about ways to save you six figures. Yeah, 100K plus. By the time we're done, it'll probably be a million. I'm serious. I'm not exaggerating or inflating these numbers. You'll see why when you hear about it in the show. I'm talking about partnerships and people and the power of our constraints that seemingly can be blessings if we look at them through the right lens instead of cultural context. Oh gosh, I go through the next elements. I end up talking about four. I think I started the show saying there was three, but there was four of the final obstacles that messengers will face. And if you haven't listened to part one or part two, I show drop those links below. You might want to start with part one and part two, but if you're just ready to get into the meat and potatoes of this one, I totally get it. And I just pray that it blesses you. I pray that you have peace about it because I really want to unlock God's messengers and help you create movements that are safe, that are integral, that are not with a scarcity mentality, that are protected legally, and that really equip you to understand that this is a sacrifice, and that sacrifice is an utter honor. So get into it, enjoy it. Tag me so I know that you're watching this show and I can DM you and talk to you about it firsthand. And of course, as always, would so appreciate you leaving a review and sharing it out in your communities as well. I'd love to interact with your community. And so if you have a podcast or you have a book that you're looking for a forward in, or you're ready to have a coach walk alongside you in the author, speaker, writer, podcaster journey of biz building, well, I'm your girl. I hope that you touch base with me specifically, and our team and I can truly come to your service as well, and know that we are servants of Christ in order to help support and catalyze other messengers to do what God has called them to do. Oh, I also make an announcement on this podcast that I am so excited about. If you got to see it live in our Facebook group, that's the only place that it goes live anymore. And so you might have already heard about it, but it's officially dropping May 1st. But if you listen to this episode, it'll come out now. All right. I'm so excited. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Calling all his mighty messengers to the front lines, to the microphones, to the stages, to the bookshelves, to the digital platforms and beyond. This is Marketplace Ministry, and you are invited to join the movement as a messenger. I'm Tamara Andress, the one on the mic, but I honestly see it as a machete to cut through the lies, declare truth, transform narratives, and catalyze Christians like you and me to speak, write, build, and testify. I'd blow a trumpet right now if I could. This is a clarion call. It's not just time to rise. It's time to vocalize unfiltered, uncompromising, unashamed, and undeniably bold. Together, we will turn your message into a movement, igniting global change, making disciples of nations, and touching the lives of billions by doing business God's way. This is not just another podcast to listen to and get stuck into a knowledge cycle with new information. It's an initiation into a transformative movement where isolated entrepreneurship is no more and the hustle and grind biz building is not welcome. We are operating from Sabbath rest and focused on sustenance, not success. Let's go, y'all. Welcome to the Messenger Movement. Welcome to another show of the Fit and Faith Podcast. Oh my gosh, it's not called the Fit and Faith Podcast anymore. That's what happens when you do 450, 400 and however many, 35, 40 episodes for 5 years. It is literally just rolls off your tongue. So, start over, hashtag begin again. Oh man, such grace. I am so passionate about all things Fit and Faith, and that's why we still have our membership hub under that, our Fit and Faith Press realm, and everything we're doing under traditional publishing, and gosh, what else do we have under Fit and Faith still? Our Facebook group is still under Fit and Faith, so you can still check us out there and join our community of messengers. But this is the Messenger Movement Podcast, and I am so honored to see the growth that this show has taken just in the past couple weeks with name changes. And how ironic that it's so connected to names and naming and the process and the understanding and the roots and the depth behind somebody's name. I think of the shifting of names that happened with Jacob to Israel. We think of when God gives us a new name from Saul to Paul, right? Huge variation from Sarah and Abram to Sarai and Abraham. And that is what the show has done. It's taken on a new name. And I feel it. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in the community. I feel it in the fresh reviews that we're receiving. And so I hope that you're expectant, because I'm actually in this really cool season of taking a break from all of my interviews, not because they're not coming to you week by week. They are. We've done a ton of batch editing, batch development, alongside my incredible podcast manager, Janice Rogers. Shout out to Janice. She's the best. She actually does a lot of our podcasters who come through and supports them in their startup phases, all the way into hosting and supporting and managing three of our shows with the Messenger Movement, Girls Gone Holy, and the Founder Collective. So if you're looking for a manager, she's awesome. I just wanted to give her a little love. She's been a part of our team for, gosh, is it like 3.5, maybe 4 years? So we are honored to have her and her excellence. And we know that's a part of this. In addition to Life Audio, who is one of our newest partners since last fall, and they've been supporting getting our show in front of new audiences and getting sponsors and all the fun things that go along with the monetization of podcasting, which we're also excited to teach about. We have in 2 weeks, which I think this drops that same week. So we'll probably be... Wait, one, two. I don't know. I can't ever get it in order. But if you're listening to this, we always have a podcast retreat coming up. We have one coming up at the end of April, right here in Virginia Beach. And so we're excited about that. And we're going to be teaching all of these tactics and strategies and how do you actually go from ideation to implementation and not get overwhelmed by the tech, not get stagnant in the consistency game or lack thereof, not get overwhelmed by content or strategies or connecting with guests and the flow and rhythm of bringing guests on and what do we use and how do we go and what do we say? All of the above will be addressed there. We brought over 50 podcasters to life, breathe fresh wind into their
lungs and systems in order for them to be able to do what we do on a consistent basis. And it's an honor to watch those shows thrive. If you want in on that community, it's also a part of our private group and membership. And being a part of Fit Press means that you can also be a Fit podcaster. So you don't necessarily have to be an author, but we believe podcasters will become authors because they have a message. We believe authors will become podcasters because they have a message, all of which will take stages. Isn't that what being a messenger is all about? Even just this morning, I just started into Samuel, 1 Samuel. In the Bible recap, which it's 100 days as of today. And I loved the way Tara Lee Cobble, which by the way, my name is Tamara Lee, maiden name Cornwell. So Tara Lee Cobble, Tamara Lee Cornwell. I don't know. I got to get her on the show. I've got to get her on the show because some connection there from the roots of our names, right? That's what we're talking about. And so we're actually going to be talking about messenger. But today when I was in 1 Samuel, the amount of times that the word messenger appeared and I just circled it and I just circled it and I just circled it because you haven't gone back to listen to the original show that I just dropped a few weeks ago about the name change and why and what's the premise and where are we going with this conversation and what is God calling us into at scale, not just in individually as a company, but as a commissioned army, right? As people of Christ who are on mission and a kingdom. And we're here to expand. We're here to grow. Grateful to have some of the live viewers that are on with us now. It's odd in this program that I have here. It's not StreamYard, but I can only see you as Facebook user unless you tell me your names. Only receive the names of Facebook group members who have granted permission. So I don't have permission to see who you are, but regardless, I love you and I'm grateful for you coming on and hanging out live. This is streaming only to our Facebook group with a few thousand people in it. So if you ever want to join in live, you can just get into that group. It's super easy and allows you to do so. That's where the messengers, the authors, the speakers, the business builders all hang out. And they're raising their hands to be on mission with us. And we're so grateful. So thanks for being a part of the Messenger Movement community. Maybe you're an OG with the Fit and Faith community. It's all the same. It's all one and the same. But it's had an evolution. So messengers connected to the Bible and connected to what we've been talking about. This is a third part of a series. So you can go back and listen to episode 452, 454, and I believe this will drop 456, but don't quote me on that. Ask Janice. Just ask Janice, okay? Anyway, we're going to be talking about these obstacles and the ways that we as a company have overcome them, how I personally or me as a married wife to my incredible husband, how we've done it as a couple, how we've done it as a family, individually, all the things, but ultimately knowing that you are likely playing a lot of the roles that I'm also playing. And it's important for us to really know the obstacles that you're going to face when you say yes to God, right? So we're in the element in the Bible recap of these 100 days that we're celebrating. I'm getting better at celebrating today. I'm going to celebrate with consecration of a stage with the founder. I'm wearing my founder shirt. Founder, this is the OG shirt. We're going to have new ones this year. So you got to come to get your swag. But we have secured the stage for FounderCon 2024. The fourth annual. We are so pumped. It's going to be right here in Norfolk, Virginia. My hometown is technically Virginia Beach, but we're only a stone throw away. And it's going to be at the harbor. It's going to be incredible. You're going to get to see the wartime ships. And there's going to be so many cool elements because I live here and I have so many connections that I have not gotten to use in other spaces. And so I'm actually removing, speaking to obstacles, I'm removing a ton of obstacles simply by having it closer to home. That might be a word for someone right here listening. What obstacles are you creating for yourself because you are trying to go global as a messenger? Now, I'm all for global. I'm all for global expansion. It's why I'm on a podcast and I'm, you know, ranked top 50 in so many countries. It's so fun. Countries I've never even considered going to, but I clearly need to. But to think about that, maybe this is a season where you're meant to be at home. Maybe it's a season where you really need to get plugged in and be a good neighbor and really focus in on your local community. That's something that we have really felt drawn to this year. which is where we started. It was the roots of our business 6 years ago when we implemented our membership program. It was only local people. And Janice actually came to us the year that we decided, or we didn't decide, God decided. I in a scarcity mentality, was like, okay, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's an act of obedience, regardless of what our flesh says, to make this a national membership. And when I opened those doors, Janice was a part of that experience. And so she was among one of our first team members who came in and did it as a trade. Ah, gosh, I'm giving away all my secrets right now. I haven't even jumped into what I was going to talk about technically about the podcast today. So I'm being mindful, but this is gold. It's so good because it's on the forefront of my tongue and therefore Holy Spirit led, because I always pray before I open this. But to know that you have the ability to develop a team without necessarily having the resource that you think or the world presents that you need. Finances being one of them. We're actually going to talk about financial constraints today. So maybe I'll just start there. I'm just going to flip-flop the order that I had them in and talk about financial constraints. It's a huge obstacle that I see so many of So many of God's girls specifically, but I think at large, there is a poverty mentality that we've spoken about on the podcast in many times in the past. But these financial constraints, even Paul had financial constraints. He spoke to different churches in gratitude to thank them for being able to help bring the ministry to other nations and being able to feed him and house him and do all of these other things. But when you think about even that, food, drink, a roof, those aren't necessarily dollars. They are equated to financial gain, yes, because that means you have a roof over your head and you have money to go get food and provide for your family. But they were giving what was in their hand and supplying their ministry with that. And so we talk about what's in your hand in the founder community all the time. What's in our hand, it could be our overflow of fruit. It could be the thing that God has given you out of intimacy. It could be the joy like I have. I know that I can lift someone's spirits. I know that as a team leader, as a leader in general to my home and to my spouse and to my children and to my friends, that I can bring an added measure of hope and joy simply because I'm connected to the one who gives hope and joy. And his name is Jesus, right? Yahweh. And so with that, I don't, in the same way, focus on financial constraints. But when I'm telling you about this example of memberships gone local, gone national, us taking founder from national and global and being in a bunch of different cities around the country and having people from other countries come to us, we're going to shift and we're going to come into a place that has a little bit more ease. And so I have so much peace, so much excitement about bringing it to our hometown and allowing people to get a taste of what I and we as a team have been building for the last 6 years that they've only seen like inklings of information about via highlight reels on social media, or maybe if they're on my email newsletter or they listen to this podcast. But you cannot know about anything until you're in direct intimacy with it, with him, with them, right? I'm going deeper here. I hope you're reading between the lines, and I want to be really transparent in that. I want to be really communicative in allowing you to go deeper yourself rather than me having what I can tend to do, really flowery language where there's so many innuendos. And unless you know me or unless you're confident in the word, or you're in the word, period, not even confident, and I'm still becoming confident in it every single day because of that, but there's so many hidden gems in what I'm saying. And so when I talk about intimacy, you cannot get intimate with a community, with a neighborhood, with a mission, unless you spend time with them, unless you're actually in the presence and experiencing what God is doing and has done in and through their life. So today, as I consecrate this stage, I'm actually going to go with other team members. You'll see Anthony Hart there and Morgan Hart, his bride, and Candace, our incredible CFO and COO and the vice president of Founder Collective. My hubby, Hot Hubby, will be there, Gary, and we're going to just pray. We're going to pray over the stage. We're going to pray over the seats. And this is before we even actually publicly announce it to the community. So I'm publicly announcing it here because you guys are the intimate community that listens in to what we're doing, but it won't officially be live. Tickets won't officially be live for early bird special until May 1st. So you want to put that on your calendar because we're only doing our
early bird. Lowest tickets ever. We're not making it lower. No promo, no nothing. We'll have it lower again. And that will be May 1st for 15 days. So put that somewhere on your calendar. Maybe it's a lucky number between 1 and 15 that you choose to put it as a reminder. But we want you to be there and we want you to actually experience what the Messenger movement is all about and how it's connected to the FounderCon, but more so importantly, to the new school that is birthing out of this place. It's the Founder Academy, and it comes with financial constraints. So this obstacle that I keep coming to, it's like knowing that Janice swapped, she traded services for a long time before I ever actually had to pay her a dollar because she was earning, she was receiving, she was exchanging value, lots of dollar signs in value, like other people were paying full on for the coaching. She was getting it essentially for free, but not really because she was swapping out her gifts. And so this is the barter system that I think we've just forgotten about. We've just laid down so gingerly when it is actually such a treasure to be able to barter and shift and trade. It actually reminds me today is Momo Morgan Hart, our OG designer of all things Fit and Faith, all things that have premised out of this business for the last 5 years. Our new designer, Becky Vasquez, I cherish so much, and she's taken that baton from Morgan and continued to spread the joy and the love and the light and the color that I am so passionate about you all receiving. But it's her birthday today. And this is on the day of recording, which is April 9th. And she just received a do-it-yourself sourdough bread basket from me for her birthday. And it's been such a joy to be in the text thread the last couple of days with her and our bestie, Liz Anderson, as they've been on the sourdough train now that I've been on for several months. But just seeing them get excited about their bread baking. And I think about that, like it didn't really cost me anything other than the fact that I put it in a cool thing and with a slicer and a cutter and all the other elements of the basket that I gifted her. But the actual sourdough starter didn't cost me anything. I gifted it. It was a barter system. It was like, I trade you, you trade me. They didn't give me anything in return because it was a gift. But that is what the marketplace is missing. And I want you to go about your mission. I want you to go about spreading your message, the gospel message, and creating this movement with a new mentality instead of financial scarcity. A new mentality around what is worth to you. What is worthiness to you? Because worth is so much more than a dollar sign. And yes, I understand, just as Paul understood, there are financial needs connected to these things. There are dollar signs that you need. There is cashola in your pocket. I have to sign a contract and pay money to get this venue that I'm going to consecrate to today. It takes cash. And at the same time, it takes a lot of faith. And faith is the primary piece that it takes before the finances. And so I am breathing wind over the fact that the things that you have desires for, the things that you need finances for, God is going to provide. I have a wild financial history. I could go down the lack mentality that I grew up in because of the generational curses that plagued my mom and my dad. It was a different time then. And, you know, those things have kept me bound for a long time. Debt, right? And what that actually means and what is safe debt and unsafe debt. And I'm not going to start sounding like Dave Ramsey now because I am not certified in that, but we have wealth coaches in our community. Shout out to Dr. Michelle Marie Lappin, who is one of my original community members from that membership I mentioned. And she is still an avid client today and a sister in Christ and a bestselling author now and a podcaster herself. And she has e-courses. She does all the things because we have walked it out together. And so she's a messenger and she's developing a movement and she's about to quit her full-time job that she's had forever and not make this a side hustle anymore. She is going to, in faith, step out and say, God, with this step of action, with this obedient step, I am saying and believing that the financial reward on the other side of it is going to be there. And that there is a safety timing that she has allocated and budgeted and been so, oh my gosh, so diligent over. It was such an honor to witness. And it always made me check my own spirit. And so I'm mentioning all these people by name, one, because I want them to know how much they impact me every single day. I have not prepared this message. I did not know I was going to talk about any of them, but every single name that I've dropped thus far,
They have value. They have worth in my life. We exchange things all the time. And sometimes it's just our fruit. And guess what? That's more than enough. So there's enoughness in your financial constraint. And there's a new limb. There's a new lens to take on that financial constraint. And I hope at first of all things, you just lay it down and you allow yourself to know without a shadow of a doubt that God provides even in your financial needs. And so maybe I'll do that story one day, my financial journey, and you guys can see some things that we're still walking with. Actually, I will drop this right now. I shared some pieces to our financial family journey that I've never shared out loud before. Definitely not to a community of strangers, but the Lord laid it on my heart that I needed to share during this particular interview that I was on. And we ended up uploading part one and part two into our Fit and Faith Messenger Hub that we have. If you are not a part of that messenger movement, it's an app. You can get it on Android, Apple. It's available on your computer device as well, which I actually prefer because I love learning via my computer. If you're on the go though, and you like to learn that way, you can access everything video, everything YouTube on there. But this part one and part two series is only available to those who are actual messengers. And that means they are paid members to that app. They get access to all of our courses. Not all of our courses. Some of our courses are still locked for them if they buy that individual one. But all of the trainings that we do monthly, all of the Q&A that we offer monthly, they get access to all of that in addition to some courses that we have released to them. So that is at $35 a month. And you can get access to it today, but you'll also get access to a part two. If you specifically listen to part two of this training I'm mentioning, I will save you $100,000. Now, $100,000 over the course of about, we calculated it was about 5 years as a family that we saved because our aversion to risk. So what does that mean when it comes to obstacles, when it comes to being a messenger, when it comes to creating a movement? There are going to be so many risks that you're going to have to take in faith. And we have done that time and time again. If people listen to that and they're like, Tamara, this is terrible advice. I am sorry, but it's worked for us and we've prayed over it, and God has assured us that we are taken care of when it comes to this 100K advice that I shared in that part two. So I'll just reference to the fact that it's a risky choice, but it has saved us 100K. So if you're an entrepreneur, it's something you're going to want to know about because it will cost you otherwise, and costs look different to everyone. So financial constraints, there's lots of money on the line, but think about it from a fruit lens too. All right, I'm going to move on because that was a long time and we're 20 minutes in, and there's still three more obstacles I want to talk about in this series. And so we're going to go quickly through those. The next one is legal and regulatory constraints. Okay, legal and regulatory constraints. I was on a car ride with my daughter on her way to a sport the other night, and we were talking somehow about lawsuits. And I started sharing with her about being sued and what that experience was like as a coach and as a business owner and as a daughter of Christ who, you know, you look to the word and there are so many examples of the judiciary system and the law system and how you're supposed to handle disputes with your brothers and your sisters in Christ. And man, I wrestled for a very long time with how that felt and what was happening. And I could say what was happening to me because it very much felt like that. But I had an opportunity to learn. I had an opportunity to lay down before the Lord. I had an opportunity to have grace. I had an opportunity to learn forgiveness in a whole new way. That Bait of Satan book by John Brevere, which I reference all the time, really helped me through this trial. It was a huge obstacle that I had to jump, and so much of my flesh wrestled with wanting to be right. And one of my girlfriends who is on the Girls Gone Holy podcast, shout out to Natalie Petrowski. She is also an incredible serial entrepreneur. She's been to a lot of our retreats and business building as well. She was in our mastermind last year, and she's a best-selling author, all of that through our programs. She said, Tamara, sometimes it's not about being right. It's about what is true. It's not about what is right. It's about what is true. And I thought, oh man. And I knew the truth, and the truth to me was also right. But at the same time, I felt like it was wrong of this person to do what they did out of emotion is really what it was, out of an emotion and a story that they had curated that was not true. So I sit there and I talk about with my 10-year-old, 9-year-old, about legal and regulatory constraints and what that felt like and what that did to our finances and what that did to my faith. And it encouraged me, actually, after several months, after doubt and wrestle and fear and frustration, it ended up encouraging me at the end. And it encouraged me to know that what is true will always supersede what is right. And so, because right and wrong are in the lens of the beholder, but truth is that third story, right? They always say there's three parts to every story: his, hers, and the truth. If you're talking about marriage, well, the truth does not do anything besides set you free. And that's where I stayed when it came to that specific lawsuit. And I'm so grateful that I walked through it. I'm so grateful that it's closed and it's behind us now. And I'm so grateful that at the end of it, I was victorious. And it didn't have to do with what ended up coming out of it or the NDA that I had to just like sign or any of that stuff. Same with her. It was the fact that I felt free. And that's because I lent myself and I laid myself down to truth over right. So I want to encourage the same thing for you and to know that there's going to be things that happen legality-wise, regulations that are going to come upon you, restrictions that are going to happen. You know, you need to be prepared for those. And I'm going to drop in our show notes right now, actually, a legal, let's say, studies, a legal reference point that we use as a company for our contracts, for loopholes and making sure that we're completely covered, even like website disclaimers that you should have on your site that you should know about. This is what business coaching with us does. I don't let you just like, hey, do this pretty highlight thing on your social media. That's not the type of business coach that I am. I'm actually helping you effectively strategize for fail points like this. And it's because I've walked that line that I'm able to teach out of that wellspring of truth. But I'll drop that link because it is an amazing reference. She's an incredible God-fearing woman who is always available, and that's been through the years. And that's hard to do when you're creating a business that's become a movement for you as the actual leader of that movement to be accessible. And that's something I really value personally. I always want to be accessible to the community, and which is why we come to do these lives through our group specifically so you guys can ask questions and be like, live with me. So thanks to all the live viewers. It's fun hanging out with you guys. Can drop comments or questions in the chat and I can actually answer those live too for you. But think about that. What are you covered by? What things when it comes to legalities have you put in place that will prevent you from having a loss later or will prevent you from essentially thriving or being victorious because nobody told you that you needed a safe contract. Nobody told you that when you had somebody on your podcast, you needed to have a media release. Nobody told you that when you brought somebody into your community and you asked for their cell phone number, that you had to have specific terms and conditions for them to approve for you to text message them. Like, these are real things. Man, I'm getting into the granular here, but I hope as you're listening, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I need all of this, right? There are even things as an author that you need to have connected to your lead magnets that you might never have thought about. And so don't do these things blindly and then have to go back and sweep up a mess or a mess that you potentially could have prevented and you created your own obstacle, right? Becoming a messenger and turning that into a movement requires you to do the fine tuning before you just go global. Okay. Fine tuning for me for my membership that I mentioned was 2 years of local development and really learning and sharpening my leadership skills and sharpening my communication skills and being able to host these retreats and knowing what to do and having the financial leverage points and all of this, right? So this goes to the next one, and that's personal sacrifice and struggle. I probably could have saved this one for last because clearly, even as I mentioned, legal situations and financial situations, that's a personal sacrifice. That's something that my family has to endure with me, right? And that's something that we speak to and we pray over and we process together on a consistent basis because personal sacrifice, things like traveling when my kids are little and I'm missing, you know, a sports day or I'm missing a fun opportunity or a birthday party, not my kid's birthday party, but a birthday party they're going, that I just want to be there. I just want to watch them. I don't know about you, but I'm obsessed with my children. I love them so much. I could just watch them. I could watch them blink, and I think it's beautiful. I could watch them wrestle or roll like Cooper does with jiu-jitsu, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm in awe of what God has done through them. My daughter, who every morning she gets in the car, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful, even without her teeth brushed, because she forgets all the time, right? And I'm like, man, come here and let me clean those with my nail, because that's what mommies do. But I think about the personal sacrifice of missing those things and the struggles of me. It's like this inner turmoil of saying, okay, Lord, you've prepared this stage in this other country or this other space or this other state. And I'm going to say yes because I feel led to it, because you revealed to me I'm meant to be there. And this tension in my flesh of wanting to be in spirit with my children and in tandem with my husband. And yet I know I am on mission. And so at what point do we wrestle, and at what point do we release, and at what point are we in bondage because we actually let our own flesh determine where we're going versus our spirit man? That's when the personal sacrifice becomes a personal struggle. There's a very fine line between the two. And so recognizing that the obstacle is the struggle, the favor and the blessing is the sacrifice. I hope you're hearing me here, because God sacrificed his only son. And do you think that's an obstacle to God? No, that was a privilege to God. It should be a privilege to you when you lay down your own self in order to do the thing God has called you to do. Now, when it becomes a struggle, now, not to say, you know, Jacob struggled, he wrestled with Christ during that experience where his name changed. I have struggled in some of the name changes and some of the level ups and some of the avatar shifts and some of the, you know, barricades that I've had to push through in order to get to the other side. But there's a difference between wrestling with God and struggling in your flesh, because I believe his, well, we don't, I don't just believe, I know that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Gosh, I'm so glad that this is meeting you right now and it's something that you needed to hear. I keep knocking my mic, so if I'm bouncing on camera, that's why. My hands move all over the place. My daughter, I was trying to memorize a verse, Ezekiel 36:26. Let's see if I can do it. I'm not going to say it right. Maybe I will say it right. Come on, Lord, help me. I will give you a new heart. I will put in you a new spirit. I will replace in you your heart of stone, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. And we were reciting this. My daughter would say no, because I said one or two things wrong. I think I put them in the wrong order. But regardless, I was using my hands this morning. She's like, why are you using your hands when you're trying to memorize? I'm like, because it's like a statement point. I'm like putting a period after each of these things. And all of that to say that you have this ability. Oh, I just got a mosquito bite. Come on, people. I hate mosquitoes. That's the only thing. Mosquito season. I don't hate, Lord. Thank you. I know there is purpose for them, but ow. Okay. I'm doing the little X that I always do on my kids. I don't know if that actually works, but the itchies have to go away so that I don't have this personal struggle while I'm trying to sacrifice my voice right now and my energy and my message to you. But let's think about some of the other crazy struggles that people have. Imprisonment, beatings like the disciples, persecution. This might seem like silly to even mention in comparison to the sacrifice of Jesus and to the disciples and what they walked through, but like shadow banning might be a struggle that you're dealing with on social because you're talking about Yahweh, right? Because you're saying the name of Jesus, because you're calling people out and you're calling people up. But there are so many struggles that Paul specifically writes in all of his letters. And I just want to bring light to those. I'm in the Old Testament, as I mentioned earlier. Right now, there were so many struggles. Hannah struggled, right? She wailed out to the Lord. And this is where this sacrifice variable can come into play, is knowing that when you sacrifice to God, he creates abundance on the other side of that. God sacrificed his son, and on the other side, he has eternal access. We have eternal access to God the Father through Jesus' blood for the rest of our days. Right? And so what sacrifice are you giving? Are you like Hannah sacrificing your firstborn son to the church, to the ministry? Does he become then the prophet, right? Because you're willing. Are you willing to sacrifice your weekends? Are you sacrificing your sleep? You shouldn't always sacrifice your sleep, by the way, but like abundance of sleep. Sacrifice, you know, your food, sacrifice your finances so that you can do what God is calling you to do. Get uncomfortable for God. Get uncomfortable for God. We don't know what it feels like to be imprisoned by having a Bible in our house,
But I'm telling you, other countries are facing these massive struggles. They're sacrificing their life day in and day out to be a believer. And we take it so lightheartedly here in America. I don't want to be that type of Christian. I don't want to be that type of sister in Christ. I want to celebrate what it is that they're doing. And I want to chew on that day in and day out and be reminded of the gift that it is to be a messenger for Christ here in a nation that allows us to speak truth, even though we might get silence from time to time. All right. And the last struggle is maintaining authenticity and integrity. Now I say struggle. It really shouldn't be a struggle if you are considering the fasting and the praying and all the series that we've done, part one, part two, this is part three. Remember, go back and listen of what this is. When you lay down your life, authenticity and integrity, he speaks through you. It no longer becomes an obstacle, but I can tell you time and time again, you will be faced with an obstacle of question over not only your authenticity and integrity. People will lash out at you. People will call you a liar. People will call you all the things that they might call you as you're speaking truth. But additionally, you will be tempted. You will be tempted. I'm reading this incredible book, or listening on Audible, this incredible book of a speaker who will be speaking alongside me at the She Speaks Conference with Lisa Turkhurst in July of this year. So you have to get tickets. I would love for you to join me in Charlotte, North Carolina at She Speaks. It's incredible. I have a whole testimony around that I'll 100% share about being in the audience just several years ago and now being on stage and knowing in that moment in the audience, God pressed on my heart, you'll be on that stage. And for that to happen is just only the hand of God. God is so good, but it was obedience and discipline as well. But to think through that, I'm reading this book. Her name is Alicia Britt Chloe, and her book is called Anonymous. I actually wrote about it in the email newsletter that just went out yesterday to our audience, our community, and so many of you guys responded that it blessed you. And inside of this book, Anonymous is talking about the hidden years. And it's talking about Jesus and this iceberg analogy that we often know, that you only see the 10% of the iceberg. There's 90% below water. And same thing for this overnight success. So same thing for our public ministry, same thing for what Jesus did. We really only hear about, other than his birth, when the wise men visited him around maybe two-ish, but in the first 2 years of life, the 12-year-old experience of Jesus in the temple and being left behind by his parents, and then his public ministry of 3 years. Think about all the hiddenness in that, all of the hiddenness that's happened. And yet we're like literally trying to walk like him, be like him, but what about the hidden times? So during this, they were talking about the temptation, which is the first part of his public ministry. We know about it. So many people do. And the temptation that we're going to be tempted. If Jesus was tempted, bet your bottom dollar you're going to be tempted. And I promise you, you're likely not as empowered, so you think, or you're not as prepared as Jesus himself was, but you are empowered because you're empowered by the Holy Spirit who is dwelling inside of you to speak back, to kick the enemy in the face. But you have to be spirit-led. You also have to have the words. You have to have the spirit, the word of the spirit will be your sword, right? You have to have this weapon of warfare in order to remain integral and to remain authentic. And when the temptations, when the enemy schemes of the slight white lie, the portion of the truth, just as Adam and Eve were tempted with a portion of the truth, it sounded to Eve like, yeah, that is what he said. That is, yeah. I do want that thing, right? You're going to be tempted. And so in order for us to remain faithful in our integrity, in order for us to remain authentic, I have a couple of my own safeguards that I've put into place as a messenger. That's having fellow messengers at my side who I have literally asked them to speak into me. If I ever am speaking out of the wrong side of my mouth, if I am ever moving without spirit, I want them to check me. I want to have that experience. My husband obviously is one of the main people to do that. And so he watches me day in and day out. We are that safeguard for one another. But it's also your friends. It's also other people who are ahead of you when it comes to their spiritual disciplines and their spiritual walk. You want to have your own experience with prayer, your prayer life and your fasting. That's the laying down. That's the sacrificing of your own flesh so that this new spirit that's put inside of you, this new heart that's been gifted to you is the forefront of how you're operating, and you are not having a hardened heart because of all of these obstacles, and you're not letting the stone element of you operate in the way in which you're showing up as a messenger. I hope you caught all of that.
because we have a choice through free will every single day to operate in authenticity and integrity. It's going to be one of the biggest temptations because it's going to come after your pride. It's going to come after your ego, right? And there's two types of pride that I'm reading even in another book about self-centeredness and grieving from self-centeredness is this idea that, you know, pride, so many people think of like a boisterous person. You could say maybe like, oh, she must struggle with pride because she's on camera and in lights and on stages and stuff all the time. But there's also the opposite. There's the people who choose to stay hidden, even though God has propelled them into a season of being seen. And there, it's under the guise of false humility. And that also is a pride issue. That's a posture issue. And so I'm saying all of this out of the front of where I've been spending my time and my energy, the obstacles that I too have faced, the safeguards in which we have to set up for ourselves. I pray that you're doing the exact same thing. I really hope that if this message met you, one, that you go back and listen to the other obstacles that I face, that you're going to face. It's inevitable that this will happen. And to know that there are ways, there are boundaries in which you can set up. And I hope that you do that. I hope that you do that in your schedule. I hope that you do that in your timing. I hope that you do that with your heart and your head, in your home, in your handbag, and all of the things, because there are literally safeguards along the way. And that is making sure, especially in the Ephesians 6, that you are armored in all of the things, the belt of truth, the spirit of the sword of the spirit, the helmet of salvation, the shoes of peace, the breastplate of righteousness, and the shield of faith, right? We have to get dressed daily, just like we renew our minds daily, just like we say, not today, Satan, daily, right? And I really hope that this is a gift to you. I hope that you are ready. I hope that you feel prepared. I hope that every time you do hit an obstacle, you come back and be like, I'm not alone. Because clearly you're not alone with Christ, but you're also not alone because I've been there. I've probably walking through it or have been through it multiple times. And so just encouraging you today, friend, sister, messenger, you are meant to be on the move. And in order to do that, you have to do it out of the abiding that you are doing day in and day out with the Lord. Remember I said at the beginning about FounderCon 2024, you can't know about the mission until you've experienced the mission. You can't know about the messenger movement until you've listened and you've experienced the Holy Spirit through the microphone into your own spirit to say, yes, this is for me, and to activate on the other side of it. You cannot be fit in faith or a part of our internal community until you've experienced a retreat. You've experienced our hub, you've experienced our classes, whatever it is. Ultimately, it's the knowing that whatever you have on your heart, there's an opportunity for people to come and experience your message too. How are you building that out for people to experience? Is it local? Is it national? Is it global? Is it in the comfort of your home? Is it on a main stage? Is it on a microphone? I don't know, but I am super humbled to be able to serve you in any of those capacities. And if you're looking for a coach right now, if you're looking for someone to walk it out with, to not be alone, to have as a safeguard, to have as an accountability person, we'd love to chat with you about how Fit and Faith can be a support system to you. New people are coming into our business every single day from a team development perspective so that we can truly help everyone individually and at large as the community continues to grow. And the extra measure that you could do today, if this did bless you, is just following the show. Make sure you're following or subscribing to the show on whatever listening platform you're tuning into, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Life Audio, wherever you are. And then additionally, taking that extra step and leaving a review, maybe telling me what one of these obstacles have you faced that I've given you a new weapon of warfare to use against that obstacle and to knock it down once and for all and to stand on top of it, because you, my friend, are victorious and you are meant to shine today and always. I want your radiance to be a part of your weaponry, right? I want your radiance to be a part of your weaponry. Imagine if people simply by looking to your eyes were like, whoa, there's something different about that person. And you have that capability simply by being in the presence of God every single day, just as Moses did on Mount Sinai. You have access, the veil has been torn, and I encourage you to access him for yourself, not just listen through me, but go to the word, spend time in that secret place. This is the biggest thing that can face every single obstacle. I can tell you, from the lawsuits to the financial struggles that I mentioned today, to the personal sacrifices of not always getting to be where I want to be in my body, even though I'm there in spirit, to integrity issues and authenticity and pride issues that I've walked through, I have been on my face wailing before the Lord, just as Hannah did about her son, to say, God, renew me. God, turn this hardened heart back into this heart of flesh. God, use me. God, send me. God, equip me. All of those things, I've been in prayer over those things, and it has to be in that sacred place that we then stand back up and say, today I'll fight. I'll fight for you because you've given me the strength, not out of our own eagerness, not out of our own flesh, not out of our own timing, not out of our own ideation, out of his creation and his ability to help us imagine, because that's the space in which we are supposed to be operating from. It's a space of childlike faith, letting our faith go in front of us and kick down every single obstacle in the process, because we can move mountains through the power and authority that he has given us. Woo! All right, y'all, I love you. I didn't know that I was going to take as long as it did, but I pray that it blessed you. Again, I appreciate you so, so much. Go to the show notes. I'm going to try my best to remember everything that I just talked about and give you every single link that I mentioned as a next step for you. All right, I love you. This is the Messenger Movement Podcast, and you have been sent. Love you. Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you might even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and this is going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Fake team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us and this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network, which is obviously why we got connected and are so grateful to be a part of the community. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Some of mine that I listen to on a regular basis are on Life Audio. Even some of our community members who have been a part of the Fit and Faith team through our coaching or different organizations, they're there too. So I definitely want to drive you over there, check it out, and thanks again, Life Audio, for being you.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high, at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yance. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.